Billy Packer passed away, 82. Met him several times along the way. Actually came here and did an event one night at the Nittany Lion Inn. And we were two of the speakers. I spoke before, obviously, he's the featured speaker, so I spoke right before him. And then he was introduced. Paul Alexander, in fact, was the MC. And, of course, he did Penn State's run to the Sweet 16 with Jim Nance at the Superdome in 2001. And they did the Providence and North Carolina games. So I got a chance to talk to him there as well. And he was, he and Jim Nance were enthralled by the Crispin brothers. You know, look, I mean, let's face it. You know, you've been around, probably around Joe and John during the course of your lifetime. And Joe and John have been guests on this show many times. And he was enthralled by those guys and enthralled by that team. And, of course, Penn State was a number 7 seed and beat number 10 Providence and then beat the number 2 seed North Carolina to get to the Sweet 16. And Billy Packer and Jim Nance did those games at the Superdome. You're talking about a guy who loved and was passionate about college basketball. He did the Final Four, I want to say, 34 times in his career. And when I talk about the legendary Kirk Gowdy, I think that was the first guy he did the Final Four with, was Kirk Gowdy. And then, of course, he did the Final Four with Dick Enberg and did the Final Four with Tom Bender and did the Final Four with Jim Nance and Brent Musburger in all those years. But he was always the constant in doing that. And I've been on his son Mark's show a couple of times during the course, and Mark is a great guy. I really like him a lot. His other son, Brant, I don't know. But Mark, I've been on his show a few times. And look, the guy knew the sport, and he did it without any shtick along the way. And that's what I always admired about him. He was a guy that just was absorbed in the games. So I asked him one time, a couple questions I asked him about. And I said, Billy, how do you get ready for a tournament when there are so many possibilities? He said, well, he says, during the course of the season, Steve, I kind of zero in on maybe 20 to 25 teams that I think can advance. Okay. And so I kind of zero in on that. That at least is a starting point of my preparation. I know who the top teams happen to be, but there are always going to be other possibilities, like, say, a Villanova in 1985. I said, okay, I get that. And then he gave, we talked about interviews, and, you know, he always liked the fact that I, quote, ask questions. And he said to me, he says, I always try to ask a question I don't think anybody else has asked along the way. He said, I try to go through when I'm talking to somebody, and I try to go through some of the interviews they've had, and I think to myself, what question haven't they been asked? I mean, and that's a great way to go about it, and something I've told my broadcasting class. So we crossed paths a few times down at Baylor, you know, obviously, when it came to the Big Ten tournament, the NCAA tournament, a couple of speaking engagements along the way, and always liked him very much, always found him to be fun, entertaining, but at the same time, when it came time to analyze games, no nonsense. He just analyzed the game. You know, his dad, of course, Anthony Packer, was the head coach at Lehigh for 16 years. Then Billy himself ended up going to Wake Forest, and he played for the legendary coach Bones McKinney down there, and he would tell all these Bones McKinney stories all the time. I'm not sure if the younger players, when they would listen to him speak about Bones McKinney, really knew who he was, but that's okay. I'd heard of him, and so I found the stories to be entertaining. He thought about coaching, and then he started announcing in 1972. And he talked about the longevity of his career. And, you know, and Billy passed, he's only 82 when he passed away. And he was in the hospital for 3 weeks. Finally, kidney failure got him. He said he made up his mind midway through his career that someday he wouldn't be announcing anymore. And he said, so one of the things I said to myself was that I really enjoy the research and studying the game and having the opportunity to interface with people I respect that really know the game and its history. And if I didn't enjoy doing that anymore, I would stop. So there's a point where you say, okay, I've enjoyed my run. Now it's time to go back and do the other things I enjoy. The last game I've actually seen in person was the last game I broadcast, and that was the 2008 National Championship between Memphis and Kansas. Look, he saw the NCAA tournament go from, I want to say when he started doing the tournament, it was like maybe 24 teams. Then it jumped to 32, then to 48, then they got it to 64, now 68. He saw all of that happen in front of him over time. And so he made sure that he stayed up with the times for the most part. And he always focused on the game. And that's what I always appreciated about what Billy Packer did, is that Billy Packer analyzed the game that was in front of him. Now, does it mean along the way he didn't make what I perceive to be mistakes? I would say one of the bigger mistakes he made, and you're allowed to have an opinion, but when he had the opinion about St. Joe's not being worthy of being a number one seed in 2004, I was like, ugh, because they were undefeated going in. He was talking about their schedule and so forth. I'm like, okay, just because they aren't an ACC Big Ten team. But that's a minor mistake. That's minor. And that's an opinion. And you're allowed to have opinions. And my opinion differed than his. And guess what? You may have thought my opinion would be garbage. And at the same time, I was like, I'm not enamored with his. So what? Didn't lessen my respect for him. I don't think it would have lessened his respect for me. Just we had different opinion on that. Other things, I just liked the way he went about his business. And, in talking to his son, Mark, he thought the world of him, right? Which is great, you know, and they'll tell you, great husband, great father, great grandfather. When you're talking about somebody who does something for 34 years, you're going to be incredible to do something like that for 34 years. And he was great at the job. But, you know, he does make a point, though, and that is about in doing this job, there are two parts to it. You know, there are a lot of elements to it, but there are two primary parts to doing the job. And people ask me this all the time. One, you have to have the humility to prepare. And two, you have to have the confidence to pull it off. You can have the confidence to pull it off if you're prepared. If the preparation does get to the point where it is a pain in the neck to do, right? That's when you'll find there are two elements that people start to slip out of this business. One is the preparation becomes a pain in the neck to do. And number two, people will tell you the travel. Right? They'll tell you that. And so for me, the travel is still no big deal. And for me, the preparation, I love doing it. I have my own way of doing it. So, but I can see why somebody would feel that way. And guess what? And it's interesting with him, with Billy Packer. He's involved in a lot of businesses and real estate deals. So he did a lot of that. But the last time he played college basketball, he said as soon as he finished his last game, he had no interest in playing again. Right? The last time he broadcast a basketball game, after that, he was done, had no more interest in doing it. He said what he loved to do, he loved business deals and the challenge of it. He said it was the closest thing to him in competing in sports were business deals. He said, quote, it's a game that adults can play. It's amazing, isn't it? That he thought that way and felt that way. But Billy Packer, 82, an absolute legend in this business. Every time I cross paths with him, I had good, really good conversations with him along the way. He's somebody that you wanted to listen to with the idea you could learn more from him. And that was my goal when I talked to him. How much more can I learn from this guy?